Darius Acuff Jr. scored 30 points and handed out 11 assists, leading number 17 Arkansas to its first SEC Tournament Championship and first automatic NCAA Tournament berth since 2000, beating 22nd-ranked Vanderbilt 86-75 on Sunday. Billy Richmond III had 18 points for Arkansas. Trevin Brazil had 16 and DJ Wagner 11. Arkansas is a 4 seed in the West Regional. They'll play 13-seeded Hawaii Rainbow Warriors Thursday at 2:35 on TBS. The Missouri Tigers are a 10 seed in the West Regional. They'll play 7th-seeded Miami, Florida, Friday night at 9:10 on True TV. St. Louis Billikens are a 9 seed. They'll play the 8th-seeded Georgia Bulldogs Thursday, 8:45 in the Midwest Regional. The Missouri State women's basketball punched its ticket to the NCAA tournament with a 43-38 win over Louisiana Tech in the Conference USA Women's Basketball Championship title game. The Lady Bears are a 16 seed. In Region 3, they'll play Stephen F. Austin on Wednesday. Tyrese Taylor and Rivaldo Marshall finished 1-2 in the 800 meters to help Arkansas run away with the men's team title, while Georgia freshman Ajale Hodge won the 200 meters in the facility record 22.2 seconds as the Bulldogs won the women's team crown in the NCAA Indoor Track Championship. Arkansas clinched the men's team crown, its first since 2013. Denny Hamlin returned to victory lane at Las Vegas Motor Speedway on Sunday for his first win since he lost the NASCAR championship 4 months ago and first since the loss of his father in December in a house fire. Hamlin held off Chase Elliott, who finished second in the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube on Sunday. Cameron Young shot 4-under and finished with a final score of 13-under, one shot better than Matt Fitzpatrick, to win the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass on Sunday. Xander Shoffley finished third at 11-under, and Roy McIntyre finished at 10-under. Spring training baseball yesterday, Cardinals beat Washington 6-3. Kansas City beat the Chicago White Sox 10-4. Both the Cardinals and Royals have a day off today. College baseball on Sunday, number 6-ranked Arkansas split a doubleheader with 3rd-ranked Mississippi State, losing the first game 7-2, then winning the second game 7-3. Arkansas State split a doubleheader with Southern Miss, losing game 1, 1-7, and then winning game 2, 5-2. Missouri State lost to Liberty 9-3. High school baseball on the schedule today, weather permitting. Mammoth Spring at home with Izard County. Melbourne will host Yeovil Summit. Maynard's at Hillcrest. Sloan Hendricks will host Cedar Ridge. Calico Rock at home with Midland. Walnut Ridge plays host to Westside Jonesboro. K-City's at Bergman. And Norfolk will host Westside Grizz Ferry. High school softball today, Mammoth Spring at Izard County. Salem at Mountain View, Arkansas. Sloan Hendricks will host Cedar Ridge. K-City at Bergman. Melbourne will host Yeovil Summit. Calico Rock will host Midland. Maynard will host Mark Tree, and Viola is at Concord. In high school basketball on Saturday in the 5A state championship game, the Mountain Home Lady Bombers come up short as they lose to Farmington 74-39. The All-SCA boys basketball teams have been announced. On the first team, Colby James from Willow Springs, Parker Toon and Alex Toon, both of Liberty, Braden Gapsitz of Salem, and Cole Gardner of Mountain Grove. For the second team, Drayton Wells of Liberty, Aiden Eastep of Mountain Grove, Hunter Trinkler of Thayer, Jaden Belcher of Thayer, and Brady James of Willow Springs. Honorable mention went out to Brock Swadish of Ava, Gavin Sapaw of Salem, DJ Riley of Houston, Talon Harville of Ava, Josiah Leonard of Kabul, Paxton Hunter of Liberty, Brody Emery of Mountain Grove, Lincoln Thomas of Salem, Hollis Deckard of Thayer, Caden Lee of Willow Springs, and Karan McCain of Houston. Player of the Year, Colby James of Willow Springs, and the Coach of the Year was Justin Harrell from Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty. Congratulations to all those on those teams. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.